Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, Alexa, who is that? You know who that is, right?
Snoop Dogg and Anna Kendrick.
So this is Anna Kendrick's part here. It's pretty good. Where did you hear this song? You played this for me the other night in the hot tub. I did not know this song.
Pitch Perfect in school.
Okay, so it was in Pitch Perfect.
Pitch
Which
Perfect
one?
Two.
Pitch Perfect Two.
Yeah. Perfect Two.
That's Ethan, who will do Ethan's news in for Sue. But Ethan, you do not have to do a random fact this afternoon. Alexa is tackling the random fact, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we have two versions of it, actually. She has one that is recorded. She didn't know if she wanted to do the recorded one, but it's a little lengthier. But there's a shorter one as well. Do you know which one you're picking yet?
Yes.
Okay, can you tell me?
Yes. A volcano?
What? No. I just mean, are you doing the one that's recorded or the one that's that? That one?
This one.
Okay,
yeah.
But you got to wait till the end of Susan. Oh, my God. We almost threw the audience off. They wouldn't know how to handle this going into the weekend.
No, it would be too much.
We would have had to go to break right there.
I think we would have. So I just wanted to throw this in because I always have been, ever since my son, Evan, who's in Houston right now, who has the grandchild. When he was born, I remember, I always tell this story, before I moved to Milwaukee in May of 1997, when he was born, I was up doing some of the feedings while my ex-wife, you know, was sleeping, and Conan O'Brien was on it. And one time he said, you know, it's like the only people watching right now, and this is at the beginning days where he was all chalky and he looked awkward,
yeah.
Like he was welcoming people doing late night feedings to the show, and I'm like,
nice.
That's me!
I'm in. He's talking to me.
But he was always one of my favorites because he was, and the show was bad then, and I think he would admit it, but he was just himself, and he really grew on me, and I was a big fan. But this is a little sad, but also heartwarming, if you will. He lost both of his parents, and it was one of those situations where they died right after one another. So his mom, and by the way, his mom was Ruth Reardon. I didn't know that. Ruth Reardon O'Brien died at age 92 the other day, and then Thomas O'Brien passed away on December 9th. At the age of 95. And he was quoted, he did an interview with the Boston Globe. He said, I think what my mother and father saw in each other was what they were kindred spirits. They were incredibly hardworking and disciplined. And I didn't know this, but his dad was an epidemiologist and a Harvard professor who co-founded the World Health Organization's Collaborating Center for the Surveillance of Antimicrobial Resistance. That's a fit that on a business card, right?
Wow.
And one of the things that his dad, and I love this, and don't get any ideas here, okay, because I don't have the money to do this, but his dad, he says, took him on a trip to South America when he was in seventh grade and kind of pulled him out of school. And he said, you're going to learn more traveling through these various neighborhoods and cities in South America for, a week and a half than you will in public school in Brookline. And that's probably true, I think, right?
Experiential learning.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, that was that's just rather sad. He's just kind of reflecting on his mom and dad.
But you know what? I mean, they were together so long.
Oh my gosh, can you think about it?
They were not going to, you know, that's very common.
It is common.
Spouses, yeah. You know?
Especially at that age, right?
Yeah, but it's sad for him.
It is, especially just a few weeks before Christmas. But you can understand.
Yeah.
You almost understand how it happens, right?
Circle of life.
But this is a little bit more cheery. And this is for producer emeritus Dave Klein, who, of course, is no longer with us. However, I will say this.
Well, not working here.
Not working here.
He's not on the
payroll.
Don't
say no longer with us. That
yeah.
close
oh,
to a, that an sounded, obituary of other
he's
people.
He's alive.
Dave didn't pass? Is that
yeah,
what you're saying?
Yeah. Dave
right.
is alive.
Dave's no longer
thriving.
On the show.
Right.
There you go.
And
but
he's thriving.
Because, we have George Gray coming in on Monday for The Price is Wrong, I tasked Dave with coming up with some of the items because we want Ethan to play because Fred's not going to be here. Does that make sense?
Oh,
so
yeah.
Fred won't be here. So Sue will be here. Ethan will be here. I'll be here.
Yeah.
We'll all play. So Dave put together some topics. But I thought of Dave because I don't even know who this guy is. Do you know who the comedian is, Ethan? Because I sent this to you on the Hallmark stuff.
I have no idea.
It's pretty funny. He's doing his bit. Now, there's a visual aspect to this because he's basically standing in front of, what would you call it? Like a screen that's got all the bullet points up there. But just listen. He's essentially encapsulating what it takes to put a Hallmark movie together, right? So listen to this.
I figured out every Hallmark movie. I figured out the formula. I've created a Hallmark generator to generate any Hallmark Christmas movie.
A generator.
Essential elements and 10 categories in every of those elements.
All right, here we go.
Okay, the lead is one of these things. An event planner, a real estate person, a nanny maid, an interior designer, a baker, chef, an executive, a romance writer, a famous actress, singer, a shop owner, or an advice columnist. That's it. That's all the that's all there are. And they are one of these places. The location is New York, fictitious name, back in time, North Pole, town with a Christmas name, small town in New York, small town in Colorado, small town in Vermont, small town in Maine, or small town in snow. That's it. That's all the possibilities.
Yeah, that's the only locations He's that right. you usually have,
and
right?
To prove it to you, I put it in a slot machine, okay? I've loaded those into a slot machine. You spin the wheel, you can get any one. A nanny maid goes to fictitious kingdom and meets a prince. Been done. Crown for Christmas. Danica Keller, 2015. I rest my case.
He's got one more.
Let's do it again. I'm just going to prove to you this is true. I've loaded them all in there. A baker chef goes to a small town with snow and meets a high school flame. Swedish Christmas, Lacey Chabert, 2017. They're all in there.
Is that like the, I think that's the second Lacey Chabert reference in a couple of weeks, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, hey, she is a star of Hallmark.
She is.
There is nothing better than when you're putting furniture together and you're miserable, that you have that on in the background. And if you get up for an hour.
I can think of a few things.
If you get up for an hour, you come back in, and you could be in another movie, but you know exactly where you are, and it always ends.
It's
the
comforting.
Same.
Well, it's comforting.
Mark, your two worlds are colliding. I don't know if it's already released or if it's going to release. But Hallmark's releasing something to do with the Kansas City
yes.
Chiefs.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's this weekend.
So it's
Klein was talking. That's what he was talking about.
Yes, it's this weekend, I believe, isn't it? The Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce kind of thing.
Basically,
yeah, yeah.
So what I saw is I saw a clip of it. To where the main character guy that plays for the Chiefs, the girls are talking about him, and they said he was a 9-time MVP. I was like, well, that's never been done in NFL history.
Well,
so
wow.
We're already sticking with the realistic here for Hallmark, so we're off to a great start.
You're just being picky, Ethan. Come on. Let's do this here this afternoon. Ethan's News. Now, Alexa Reardon, are you ready for the random fact?
Yes.
You got to do it when we ask you to do it, right? You almost did it too early, and then that would have blown up the whole show. I would have been crabby. Like, you know how I get home, and sometimes it's funny. She detects this as soon as I walk in the door. Hey, Daddy, I'll say one word. Why are you crabby?
And she knows.
I'm like, why are you stressed?
Yeah, usually I say it's because Ethan screwed up the show.
Usually I say the same thing sometimes when he comes in. Like,
yeah, no, I know.
Why
you
crabby
do.
Today?
You didn't even hear my jab. I took a jab. I usually say it's when Ethan screws up the show.
Oh, I heard it.
Yeah, but that's not true.
You know, he ignored you.
Let's do this here. Come
allegations
on.
Are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
All right, so we've kept things pretty Christmassy here the past several days, and we're going to keep with that trend here. And it might be time to get a little bit of vulnerable, guys, because it's December 20th, which means that you have 5 days if you haven't picked up your last minute gifts to do so. Is anyone not done with their Christmas shopping here?
I'm not.
Oh, Jane just raised her hand. I'm not either.
Alexa's not.
I still have three more gifts.
She does. Alexa has just a little
bit more. Have you gotten your dad a gift yet?
Yes.
Okay.
But you never can get too much for your dad. I just want you to know that. If you're going to expand the list, it would be on me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can always add Jane.
No Blues hats, though. No Blues hats.
Oh, I told the story. Babe, I told the story.
I will never get him a hat again because the last time I got him a hat, he did not like it. I was like, yeah, no. It's
okay,
not happening anymore.
That's a true story. I should share that on the air this week.
At least you were honest about it.
I know, but she didn't
were
care.
You
I said, I wanted to return it in exchange. She goes, no, you're going to wear it. I'm like, I'm not going to wear it because I don't like it. And then it's still sitting in the house, right?
So she'll wear it.
It's been a year. Yeah.
It has been a year. So,
you know, I have to still work on my wife's present. She told me this year what she wanted.
When you say work on, what do you mean?
Like, well,
like start?
Well, yeah, like start.
Because if that's the case, then we're in the same spot.
She said, the only thing I want from you, Fred, and I guess this is because of our age, is sort of like your advanced directives written down.
Oh.
And what you want to happen should something happen to you. I don't want any confusion with your family or anything of what we're going
That's
to do.
That's what she wants for Christmas?
Pretty
that seems more like a birthday thing.
Okay. Do you want some help on that?
Yeah, Jane.
Yeah.
I would go, you can go to legal forms.
Estate planning.
Yeah. You know, you can Google it, and they will have forms that you can fill in for an advanced
directive. Susan at work can help you out, too.
Yeah. Advanced Directive Missouri. And if nothing else, it will allow you to get a list, and then you can get a lawyer to actually do it for you, but that will give you a list
Fred,
of what you care about.
Can I have the Gilligan's Island stuff? Would you mind?
No, that's fine. You can have that.
I think I would be good for
what
that.
What about the Sherlock Holmes stuff?
No, I'm okay with that. I just want the Gilligan's Island
stuff. You want the Sherlock Holmes
stuff? I take Sherlock Holmes.
What about the Star
heartbeat.
Trek stuff?
No, I'm not. I just want
Star Trek.
And my baseball stuff?
I might take some of the baseball stuff, too.
I'm in on that.
That's probably worse some stuff.
All right. Good deal. All right. I'm done.
Well, I know
he's
that. Rapped.
You know, here, funny story, though. So, hopefully my wife's not listening, but I mean, I hadn't done anything, right? I'm like, and I have ideas
so
and
we're
concepts.
We're three for three in
No, wait. So, yesterday, I was having a lunch with my friend Jeff Drew over at the MAC West, and I had like 90 minutes, and I go to West County Mall.
There you go.
And I mean, I get inspired. I get stuff. Alexa was on my list. Becky was on the list. A couple other people.
Jamie.
And I mean, I had like eight bags going. But this was funny. I'm in Lululemon. And there's a kid that comes in. And he's 19, probably 20. He goes to the girl. I almost wanted to say the same thing, by the way. He goes, yeah, I need to get something for my girlfriend. What should I get?
That's what they're there for.
Oh, I know.
That's
I know.
Beautiful. Brother.
She did offer some good advice. Right.
That's, okay, yeah. So he wouldn't tell me where he was going, and now I know.
Yeah,
so
but I didn't get anything
amazing.
For you there. You didn't get anything at
Burned.
You literally told me that you got me gifts. So
I did get you gifts,
true.
But I didn't get you gifts there. No.
Not at Lululemon,
you don't
but
have
in
to. Hey, Lululemon does not sell little, you know, pieces of coal. Dude, okay, just
wow.
So you know, they don't have that there.
But I think Alexa's been good.
We'll
see. Out the dirty
she's
party.
I'm with Jane.
We digress.
Yeah, that's right. You stick with me, honey. I'll get you through.
So I am here to help my friends that are still looking for gifts for their significant others, except for Fred. It sounds like he's already
wrapped it up.
That's a different one.
Five yeah. of the top ideas that are just as easy. Outside of gift cards that you can kind of like last minute be
okay.
able to get
bring it on
for your people. So number one, a digital product like an online course, a streaming subscription, or even a video game. Number two,
love that.
An experience like concert tickets, tickets to an athletic event, a vacation, or any other future event.
Well, I'll take that.
And then just give them the person a printout of the tickets. Number three, this one was kind of interesting, cryptocurrency. Bitcoin is hitting all-time highs, as we all know, and the new meme coins are always coming out. Apparently, this is news to me, Fartcoin is especially popular right now.
I don't even know what to say.
That's where we are right
that's
now.
That's all nonsense.
I didn't even know what that is.
But you want to. I could see that your eyes lit
yeah,
up on that
see
one.
The,
I like
the smile. homemade coupons. That's a classic. And then photos of you together. So, you know, I did get married this year, so I might have to stash that one away. Perhaps.
I think those are always nice gifts in a nice photo album or something.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Fred, did you ever think, though, Marie, if you want to do a combo deal, how about a cemetery plot? I mean, just go all the way, right? Here's my last will and a cemetery
this
plot for you,
be
Marie.
The most depressing Christmas day ever for in the bottom of our household,
and it's going to be gifted to you.
That's right.
Wow. Okay.
No cemetery like plots.
It. As we continue moving on in Ethan's news, listen. Sometimes the villains can be the best parts of the movie. I feel like Mark probably likes the villains in a lot of movies.
Sometimes.
I don't know why.
He is the villain.
Maybe that's why he likes them. People magazine put together a list of the greatest Christmas movie villains of all time.
Oh, okay.
I'll start from 10 and I'll go to 1. Number 10, Jack Frost, Martin Short in the Santa Claus 3.
Okay.
Number 9 is Ebenezer Scrooge, which was played by George Scott in the 1984 TV movie A Christmas Carol.
Thought that'd be higher.
This one I was surprised wasn't higher. Jim Carrey's The Grinch.
Yeah,
at number
that's
8.
I mean, yeah, that should be higher.
Number 7, Harry and Marv, Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern from Home Alone. Number 6, Ted Malton, Phil Hartman from Jingle All the Way. Number 5, Hans Gruber, played by Alan Rickman.
But there's the
Die
debate
Hard.
Of whether it's a Christmas movie.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least it's not like number 1.
Right.
Then it'd really
but
be a
strong But
that
takes
debate.
Up a spot. I'm not sure. Okay.
Number 4, Comet and the Abominable Snow Monster from Rudolph.
Well, duh. That's like number 1.
Yeah.
But
the Abominable.
It turns good at the end.
I know, but he was the Abominable.
And I don't know who actually watches Santa Claus 3 because it's not a good movie.
Oh.
You can watch number what? You can watch the first movie. You can watch the second movie. You can watch the show. I don't care about any of those. But the third one, just no.
Mm-hmm. She
Go
is
girl.
Your daughter.
Go girl.
Holy cow. Spitting image.
Yep.
Holy moly.
Wow.
It's horrifying. Neighborhood bully Scott Farkas from A Christmas Story is number three. That's
okay.
a great
okay, one. That's a good
that
one.
That should rank
that's
high.
That's a good one.
Number two. Ooh,
crowd wasn't
crowd did
sure
not
on that
like
one,
that one. Number two. Oogie Boogie from The Nightmare Before Christmas. I've never seen
no.
this movie, but
no.
I feel
weak.
Like
that's
a little
weak.
Bit too high for that.
That's weak.
And then number one, Mr. Potter,
yes.
played by Lionel Barrymore from It's a Wonderful oh. Life.
Yeah, that's
yes.
good.
Yes. That's
by the way, here, I don't know if we can get some advice here maybe from the room or from the audience. So I one of my favorite movies is Scrooged with Bill Murray. I love it.
Oh, a great
And
movie.
I want Alexa to see that, but then she has no foundation for A Christmas Carol. She's never really seen A Christmas
oh,
Carol.
Oh, she's got to see the original.
Well, right, but so which one is the most family friendly. When I was Googling it, one of the ones that came up is there's a Muppets version, but she.
I'm not watching
no,
that.
Why?
You are
why
not?
Why
not? There's my childhood.
There is one answer and one answer only.
Okay,
and
what is it?
It's become one of my favorite
yes.
Christmas movies. It is Jim Carrey's version that released probably 2010-ish. Mm. It is phenomenal.
Okay.
I'd go with the original.
Yeah, it's three. It's animation, but it is.
Jane,
it
the original. Is it in color? She's 10
yeah,
years
it's,
old.
Yeah,
okay?
That's the thing is, like, it's a great story, but I don't know if. As
what was it? George
her,
C. Scott?
I don't know if I would have been able to keep up with the plot at that age. Like for
it's, oh, and her, she's really smart.
Well, I'm not, she's smarter than
fine.
I was at her age. But yeah, the one with Jim Carrey is funny. I mean, you can hear the Grinch kind of like that voice in some of the characters he plays. It's phenomenal. So I recommend that one.
But Scrooged is really good.
It is so
a
funny.
Very underrated
I love it.
Christmas
Thank
movie.
Thank you, Jane. I agree.
I love Scrooged. I do.
So
That's
anyway,
Karen Allen is so good in it. It's probably my top three. Elf, Scrooged, It's a Wonderful Life. There
yes,
you
those
go.
Are, those
There's
are
my trifecta.
Three really good choices.
Little mini fun fact, Lionel Barrymore from It's a Wonderful Life is Drew Barrymore's great uncle.
Yes.
We knew that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Well, that was okay. All right.
Lionel Barrymore. He was a mean man. I loved it, though.
Okay, we continue
villain.
Moving on
yes.
in Ethan's news. A huge holiday poll looked at all the various activities that we all have planned this month, and here's what Americans are doing for the holidays this year. 86% of us will celebrate Christmas, Hanukkah, or another holiday, or winter holiday, duh. 87% will be celebrating with some sort of decoration, 75% Christmas music, 75% will watch at least one holiday movie, 70% plan to go look at lights. 60% hope to have at least one cup of hot chocolate. Has everyone done,
done.
The hot chocolate?
I've been
that.
Doing
I
that every
not.
Night.
Okay, so
yes.
Me and Fred have not. So we need to
Lots
get on
of
that.
I'm working on the eggnog.
So
Jane?
We're three out of five.
And
we're
for the holiday movie, I'm watching 7,000.
7,000 movies?
Yeah.
But
oh.
she loves the marshmallows, too.
The
marshmallows right?
are everything.
Well, three out of five, so we're at 60%. So
okay, good.
We're matching
go.
Up
good
right.
math,
yeah,
Ethan.
Yeah, that's really good.
I know. Then would have taken me a calculator.
Then Boy. We get below 50%. So 48% will attend at least one holiday party. 44% will send at least one card. 42% will attend a religious service. 22% hope to kiss someone under the mistletoe. 19% will build a snowman. 14% a snow angel. Most Christmas mornings will have fewer than 10 people in attendance. 39% said less than 5, so just immediate family, and 5% said more than 20. Two-thirds of families will hang stockings for Santa to fill, and 45% will leave out milk and cookies on Christmas Eve.
So the 42% of on religious ceremony, that's interesting because I wonder what that would have been like 30 years ago. It had to have been higher, right? We had
oh,
to be
absolutely.
60% is what
absolutely.
I would guess.
I got 9 of those.
You have 9 of those?
That's a pretty
wow.
good
pretty
percentage.
Good. Yeah.
Once again, 60%. Okay, we move on to birthdays. Not as many, actually. Just one today. It's Jonah Hill.
well,
we went from, what, 8 of them 2 days ago, and I think we had 4 yesterday, and today it's just Jonah Hill, who turns 41. I figured he would be older than 41.
I can't believe he's 41,
he
though.
He just looks older.
Well,
yeah.
we started getting to know him when he was probably 25, right?
If that, even that old.
It was younger than that.
Yeah.
Younger. He was in
Superbad.
Superbad. He was definitely younger
19
than
or something
Teenager,
like that.
Yeah.
That's such a great movie.
Wolf of Wall Street.
Alexa, we should watch Superbad this weekend. That's a great Christmas movie.
Okay, tomorrow is one of my best friend's birthday.
You want to say happy birthday? Who is it?
Olivia.
Oh, happy birthday, Olivia.
Well, today
I was kidding
is...
about Superbad, by the way, in case
okay.
the audience was worried.
I got a little bit concerned.
Today is the future First Lady of Missouri's birthday, so happy birthday, Claudia Kehoe.
Nice.
Well, how about that? I'm trying to think. Hello. Wolf of Wall Street, 21 and 22 Jump Street, some of the big ones. He's in Moneyball. Moneyball, great movie.
Moneyball is a great movie.
Love that movie. So happy birthday, Jonah Hill. On this day in history, in 1820, this one was kind of funny, the state of Missouri imposed a $1 bachelor tax on single studs aged 21 to 50 in 1820.
That's kind of awesome. Can we reinstate that?
Yeah, no kidding.
That's great.
Did they actually use the word single studs, or did you just toss that in?
I tossed that one in. Wow. Oh, yeah, that was not in the official.
Okay, we continue. I fell for it too, Fred. Yeah. So.
67 years ago, Elvis Presley was drafted. 38 years ago, Walk Like an Egyptian by the Bengals hit number one on the pop singles. And 78 years ago, in 1946, It's a Wonderful Life premiered in New York.
Oh, nice.
And all now right. We move on to
random facts.
The random facts.
All right, Alexa,
Reardon, you ready?
Yeah.
You going to go with the live version here, not the recorded version?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're great.
It's all you.
Go, girl.
A volcano.
Wait, we got to get right into that microphone. You ready? Go.
A volcano once caused a whole summer without summer.
Really? Wow. Does it say where?
No.
It doesn't say where?
Wow.
I imagine
so no
probably
summer?
It was probably really dark, I imagine, from like the ash and the smoke.
Can I want to play your other one because I like your other one. Your other one is good. Can I do that?
Yeah.
All right, here's the recorded one because we thought this was interesting.
Bonus.
And it's about, I think I clear up, it's about a different country and continent, but bear with me here.
Hey, it's Alexa.
Oh, that's the wrong one. That's the promo. Where's the one?
That's right.
Oh, it's on there too?
It starts with that, yep.
Okay, hang on. This is the promo she did.
Alexa Reardon with the random fact of the
day. Oh, there it is. You're right. Oh, wait, we got to do that again. I forgot she did the big intro. She's doing flair here.
Hey, it's Alexa Reardon with the random fact of the day. Thomas Austin released 24 rabbits onto his estate. Those rabbits bred and bred and bred. Between 1901 and 1907, over 3,000 kilometers and 1,900 miles of fencing was built to stop the rabbits from spreading. The plan failed. The rabbits simply dug under the fence.
And it was in Australia, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Do you know about the Rabbit Proof Fence? That's actually, Rabbit Proof Fence is a good movie, but that is an interesting story. So that was the random fact. So we had a couple
well
there.
Done.
We did a bonus random fact. You did great job on
great
both
job,
of them, Alexa.
The
nice
promo
work.
Was nails.
You can offer some more film opinions with Mr. Paul Hall, and he's coming up next. And we are picking out a couple of albums from the year that we both loved, and we'll talk a little bit about some of the music stories of 2024 in the 5 o'clock hour. Also, our friend Ian Scherer, CBS News tech expert. We love Ian. Frank Cusimano coming up later this hour. Right now, let's talk movies with Paul Hall. Mufasa, the big opening.
Long before they became legends, Mufasa and the prince who would come to be known as Scar became brothers.
Sometimes I get a scent. It's barely a trace on the wind. And it smells like home. And then it's gone.
Ah, Paul, Mufasa, Mufasa, Mufasa. Tell me this is good, because I am interested as a Lion King fan. How are you?
I'm good, Mark. I'll tell you what, I don't know how I can come on at this point. Alexa has really ruined it for me. There's no way I can be as good as she is. So, you know,
she's
maybe
been pretty strong.
She can tell you more about it.
Yeah, she's been pretty strong. But you haven't seen Mufasa yet, have you?
You know, I slacked off this week. I actually went to a movie for myself this week, and I caught up with some stuff that I may have missed thanks to Miss Jane there. And
thank you.
So definitely, but this week the big one is Mufasa, and you've got voices of people that you know. Even if you don't know them by face, you know them by name, even down to Blue Ivy Carter as well as Beyonce show up here. So it's a family affair to a degree there. It's doing pretty decent off the gate here, getting folks out to the theater. But I don't know if this is going to hold its, hold the candle to what we saw animated wise. But definitely looks like a fun excursion for the most part. Between that and Sonic 3, I mean, you're going to have a lot of the teens and kids in theaters.
Well, let's talk Sonic 3 here.
Sonic, you finally found your family.
Try to keep up.
I know it hasn't always been easy. But you didn't change who you are in here.
Yeah.
There's been a high-level security breach. We need Team Sonic's immediate assistance. Project Shadow.
So this is an interesting franchise to me because I had no expectations going in that first film a few years ago. And I'm so dumb I didn't realize it was based on a video game and all that. Jane, did you ever see the first Sonic?
I did not,
so
but I heard it was
very
good.
The first one, Paul, I thought was excellent. Now, the sequel wasn't that great. It was very, very average, and that happens with sophomore, movies. Have you seen this one or not?
I haven't, and the thing about it is we've got a great cast together, including Idris Elba playing Knuckles. Keanu Reeves is here, James Marsden's back, and awesome. Jim Carrey, of course, as Dr. Robotnik. I played Sonic a lot as a young teen, And this brings a lot of the fun of gaming with this from years ago to a new generation of kids.
Well, I really did like the first one, so I'm looking forward and seeing if this one might hold up. Let's talk about a couple things that are streaming right now. And I have to, I just have to mention this. And it's so bad. It really is. But I still watched it, and I can't even tell people not to watch it, because if you're looking for something that's just going to let you tune out your brain, you talked about it last week. It's Carry On with Jason Bateman. And it's just so dumb. Jane, have you watched it?
My daughter loved it. I didn't see it.
It's bad. But it is, you know, it is what it is. And that's another one where just because it's set around the holidays, they're going to call it a Christmas music. They have a little Christmas music in it, right, Paul? And it's set at Christmas. Other than that, there's nothing about it that says Christmas.
Oh, it's a Christmas movie. Die Hard's a Christmas movie. Hans Gruber belonged number one on that villain's list.
Wow,
there's no question. You see him falling from the Nakatomi Plaza? Come on.
That is epic.
Did you want to weigh in on this one here, Alexa?
Not for that, but for Sonic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and my dad started watching the show. We got to like episode 5, and then we completely forgot about it.
That's right. They did do a show on that too.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
We weren't as big a fans of that. But I didn't think Carry On was, it was terrible. But I, you know, again,
but
people
watch
terrible
it.
Movies. And last week we watched Red One. I think we talked about that on Friday. A lot of people have seen that now because it's on Amazon.
I need to see that.
It's okay.
It's,
you know,
okay.
It's
I
fine.
I don't have to rush.
No, but
good.
It's a good little movie to have on.
To distract.
To distract and entertain. Anything else that you would mention this weekend, Paul?
Hey, I'll tell you, the one that's coming, I believe it actually officially opens Christmas Day, The Fire Inside. I got a chance to see that this week. We'll give you a little sneak peek. It's the story of former boxer Claressa Shields. She came out of Flint. She had drive to get to the Olympics, and it's definitely in a lot of the awards conversation, Mark. We talked about it a little bit when it comes to Brian Tyree Henry's performance as her coach, Jason Crutchfield. This is something that's going to actually open in theaters everywhere on Christmas Day against some of the other titles. And quite frankly, it's an inspirational movie. I think the movie was a little bit lacking in some areas, but I'll tell you what. It's a story that is great for this time of year because it's an inspiring story of that drive, that motivation. No matter where you come from, you can become something. And Claressa Shields definitely became something with her life, despite coming from some really bad circumstances in Flint, Michigan. First woman to win a gold medal for the Americans in boxing back in the day. Maybe I gave you a little too much there, but it's a true story. It's based on a true story. Fabulous.
Speaking of true stories, and I'm going to watch it this weekend. I haven't seen it yet. It opens up on Christmas Day. It's called The Complete Unknown. It's the Dylan movie. You know, it's weird for me because I'm a huge Springsteen guy. I'm not a big Dylan guy. I have appreciation for everything that he did as a folk singer.
This is really good.
Yeah, but, you know, I do like Timothy Chalamet. And then we always like to mention here, because we have personal connection, Norbert Leo Bust plays a role in this movie, too. Pretty big role as the mentor of Bob Dylan. So a little local connection. His brother Steve is on the round table on a regular basis. That's one of the big Christmas openings. Look, I think the box office is going to do quite well this week. There's a lot of things for people to see.
Yeah, there is. And my advice to everyone, if you're going out to a movie Christmas Day, it's a busy day in theaters if you've never been there, because a lot of people finish their Christmas celebrations and head to the movies. Book your tickets in advance to make sure you have a seat there, or you may walk up and be disappointed. There's a lot of stuff out there even on streaming right now, though. I went back to Jane's pick last week of The Kings of Tupelo, and I did plug through the entire series. Had you finished it, Jane?
I haven't finished it, but it's awesome.
Remind me which one that is.
That's about...
It's weird.
It's weird, but it's awesome. It's about this weird guy who's from Tupelo and how this Elvis impersonator is connected with an attempt on the president's life. It's
remember back to the whole the white
the ricin,
powder in the
yeah,
envelope.
Ricin, oh yeah, yeah,
in
yeah.
The tax. This is focusing around that, and it's based on actually a true story.
Oh,
which
I didn't know that.
It is
harder,
a true story. Yeah,
yeah, it's harder than anything to believe that is based around that story. It's amazing. It's amazing.
I will say this, and I'm not done with it, Paul, but you've spoken of it, I think, highly. I did start watching on Max the Christopher Reeve documentary, and that's quite good. I'm halfway through it, so I would recommend that for sure. Yeah, what a story.
Yeah.
I mean, there's things about that you just won't remember. You know, he came out of nowhere, and those movies were so big. I mean, just unbelievable. When you hear I can't do it off the top of my head, but the box office numbers are just staggering, you know, especially if you put it into today's terms, right?
And he's a professionally trained actor. This is not a guy who walked into this action blockbuster and became, you know, a super movie star. he was trained theatrically and in theater. And so this was one that kind of separated his family as time went on, because his dad thought this was not a gig for someone who's a paying a trained thespian, shall we say. So I'll tell you what, there's a new documentary series as you're getting ready for football on Netflix this week. Netflix launched Aaron Rodgers Enigma. This is a three-part docu-series about Rodgers, and it takes you into places that you haven't seen yet, including his whole ayahuasca trips to Costa Rica. You get a little bit more knowledge about who Rodgers is, and tell you what, he's a very interesting guy. He admits, of course, in here that RFK Jr. wanted him and asked him to be vice president. He does say that on camera in this, and run with him.
Jane reacted to that. That was something that had come out as like kind of a rumor a while back, right?
He comes out, and he comes in this docuseries. You will get him saying to the camera, you know, JFK asked me to, and he just, you know, he didn't know what to say and kind of backed away, didn't know what he wanted to do with his life. I can't say I like Aaron Rodgers any more than I do after seeing this. It humanizes him. It shows him as a man who was caught in the middle of celebrity and everything, and just tried to kind of express himself different than people. And sometimes we're different. We don't all come together with the same opinions and the same backgrounds and the same knowledge. Rodgers actually comes off quite well in this. Enigma is three parts, about 3 hours in total. So it's about an hour apart.
Well, look, I'm a fan.
Through his series.
I love him.
He's
because
weird.
I'm a fan. He is weird, but I think he's also, some of the weirdness is misrepresented. So maybe they can clear that up in the documentary. Paul, tell folks where they can find your reviews.
SimpleComGuy.com.
You have a great Christmas.
Merry
and
Christmas,
congratulations
Paul.
To your Bolts last night. And thank God that field goal kicker got that free kick, because that gave me some points in my fantasy league and I'm in the semifinals. So I appreciate that.
I may have won a wager on that. So
there you go.
Free kick got Dicker over the kicker over the top.
That was a crazy thing. Thank you, Paul. We'll talk about that with Frank. Jane, did you see that? The free kick last night?
No.
Hadn't happened since the mid 70s. We'll get into
it
next.
That's awesome.
Oh, I hate the reply alls. They go out all, you know, I just see him coming in, like I'm on my iPad in the morning at home, Jane, and everybody, there should be a federal law. There really should be.
Yeah.
Do not reply all people.
Just
reply to the person that, you know, you want to congratulate. You don't have to virtue signal to the rest of the company.
I agree.
It's unnecessary. Frank Cusimano is here on a Friday afternoon from KSDK. How are you, Frank?
Mark, I don't know anybody who hasn't accidentally hit reply all at least one time and been terribly embarrassed and humiliated.
Yes, but I'm talking about the people that do it on purpose, and they know they're doing it on purpose, not the accidents.
That's bad.
Yeah, that's a little different. Hey, by the way, the Jack Buck Awards were Monday night. I know you were there. I think you had to scoot out and do your job, but you got a great shout-out from Brady Cook that night. I think you might have heard about that.
Yes, I did. That was really nice of Brady. He's the best. I love him. He'd be my third son if I could have another one.
I had a chance to say hi. I had never met him before, and I do occasionally play golf with his uncle, Matt Martin, who is a great Sugar Fire franchise owner here in St. Louis. He is an impressive guy. And what does the future hold for Brady Cook, do you think?
Well, I think that when he's 100% healthy and there's no issues at all, I think there's a good chance that he is going to get in somebody's NFL camp next year. I don't know if he's going to be drafted, but as soon as this Music City Bowl is over, he's going to go straight to Kansas City and train with the quarterback guru guy who works with Patrick Mahomes. And he'll get ready for the combine. He's going to play in these all-star games, a couple of them like the Senior Bowl. And I think if he does well, he's got a chance to get drafted. And I think he's going to definitely end up in a camp. And look, Mark, there's 30 teams. They keep four quarterbacks, if you count like the taxi squad. And I got to believe that some coach is going to fall in love with Brady Cook, and he's got a chance to make a roster.
I just have this feeling, you know, I always felt this way about Chase Daniel, and it might still happen, but he seems like he's going to eventually head up in coaching. I don't know. He just seems to have those characteristics. He's a leader, so I wouldn't, you know, be surprised to see him as a coach. Now, let's talk about tonight, because I wish Mizzou was playing tonight in the college football playoff. Mm. I'm definitely rooting for Indiana. I think it's interesting. These two schools are only, you know, a short distance apart, but they've only faced Notre Dame and Indiana one time in the last 60 years.
Yeah, and I thought it was fascinating this morning. It's a, you know, a terrible day in South Bend, really cold and snowy, and there were all those people already, you know, waiting to get in and waiting to buy tickets. I mean, what a passionate game this is going to be. And you know what? Notre Dame doesn't throw the ball that well. And I know they have a really good ground attack, and St. Louis leads the way for them. But I think Indiana could make it interesting. This Cignetti is an unbelievable coach. So I think I'd take Indiana on the points. In
Look, there are some people that are some of the experts out there picking Indiana, you know, outright. So I think they have a shot tonight. It's going to be interesting. Now, Frank, the Sports Cup runneth over this weekend, doesn't it?
Well, are you talking about the bragging rights game?
No, I'm talking about everything. You got football tomorrow. You got college football. You got pro football. You have the bragging rights game. There's all kinds of stuff this weekend.
Yeah, that's what makes this college football playoff, you know, really unbelievable, is that we have a situation where, you know, normally at this time, Mark, we'd be talking about these ridiculous bowls that nobody cares about. Instead, we have four unbelievable bowl games, including, like, Tennessee going to Ohio State. What an atmosphere that's going to be.
I love it.
So Saturday we'll be rocking along with tonight. And then, of course, Sunday at high noon at Enterprise, we have the bragging rights game against two very talented basketball teams.
So I'll get to that in a second, but let me just go back to college football because I'm with you. I think this is extremely exciting. I'd love to see a team like Indiana in there. I certainly wish Mizzou was in there. But then you see what Coach Trink said in the Post-Dispatch yesterday. And look, you could see the frustration. It's the Wild West out there. These coaches are trying to do the best they can. But this portal situation, I don't know if they're going to, you know, solve some of this more into the future. It's crazy.
Well, it really is. In fact, as he said at the banquet the other night about he needs banks, he needs help from banks in the area.
Right.
Yeah, it's all about cash. And I think I've mentioned this to you before, but he equates it to Moneyball. In his office, he has a number by each position of what they can pay that particular player. And, you know, he's done pretty well in the portal. Right now, the Mizzou portal class is ranked 10th. I mean, he's gotten a great wide receiver, Kevin Coleman from Mississippi State. He's gotten two starting linebackers. The one thing he hasn't gotten, and this is the $64,000 question in St. Louis sports, is who can be the quarterback next year? Because they had one down there in Miller Moss, and he decided to go to Louisville. So, and a lot of the quarterbacks have already committed somewhere else. I'm not sure what's going to happen. I do want to throw one name at you, and he mentioned this to me off camera the other night. If Sam Horn has been down there for a couple of years, he's coming off Tommy John surgery. When he came out of high school, he was a top 10 quarterback in America. He threw all those touchdowns in high school to Travis Hunter, who just won the Heisman. Well, nobody mentions his name, but Drink says he is back throwing and he's got a rocket arm. I would not be surprised if he's right in the mix.
Well, he's maybe in the mix if they can't secure the kid from California or one of the other, you know, top candidates for quarterback. It's going to be interesting. I'm not as upset about Miller Moss just because he didn't have a lot of flexibility with running the ball, and I don't think the offense would have matched up. So I'm going to have trust in Drink and the coaching staff because they've gotten us this far. What's coming up on Sunday night, Frank?
Sunday night, we're going to air our best three stories from Sports Plus in 2023. So 2024. So we're excited about that.
Well, have a great Christmas.
Merry
and
Christmas.
We'll be here. You're going to be here Monday afternoon. I will be here on Monday. I don't know if you'll be here.
Yep.
All right. We'll wrap it all up on Monday afternoon.
All right, guys.
Have a great weekend. All right. Take care. That's Frank Cusumano, KSDK. And Jane, we'll wrap up this last roundtable and last show for you for 2024. Next week, we'll have a best of. The final week after that is already into the new year.
And
so
game on.
It will be game on. It's going to happen quickly. It seems like it's already, you know, game on where nothing's slowing down.
I know. Where's that part where you're just kind of relaxing? You
By
know
the way,
I mean?
they're voting right now on this spending bill. And the votes are coming in. So it looks like, Fox is handicapping in a way that indicates that it's going to pass and there's not going to be a government shutdown. So we'll certainly
keep
posted
on that.
That's
probably a good
idea. Yeah. All right, Jane Duker, have a great weekend. Have a great Christmas. You too.
Merry Christmas,
do me one
Alexa.
Favor, though. You know, when you're around your house on Tuesday night at 5 o'clock, I'm going to stop blabbing. And for the whole 5 o'clock hour, I'm going to play Christmas music and really good Christmas music. Some that's very personal.
I'll have that on.
Friends, it's going to be good. So
I'll have
that
on.
Invite you to watch there. Listen to that.
I will
on
be.
Tuesday night. We'll take a little break here and then come back with some fun stuff, including Ian Sheeran in the next hour and our friend Tim Summer, music journalist, on some rock and roll and some music. It's all coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.